The Omega Institute for Holistic Studies in Rhinebeck, New York, is postponing programs on its campus until 2021, and it has already implemented furloughs and other cost-cutting measures because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I spoke with Omega's CEO about how he's finding a way forward. Omega CEO Robert Skip Backus says this is the most challenging yet necessary decision Omega has ever had to make, a decision that he started considering in March, controlling expenses.
While we were dealing with sort of our immediate, our dealing with our staff, with doing furloughs, you know, we're down to, what, half of our staff. We have about 100 staff. We're down below 50 now, and we're probably going to have another reduction just to be able to control expense going forward in this. But the impact to our farmers that provide the food, we focus a lot on working with local farmers and organizations and providers, and the ripple effect, you know, we had a economic impact study done a couple of years back, and, you know, we were looking at directly being responsible for 474-something jobs in the immediate region and $29 million in sales and $2 million in tax revenue, and it's just like dominoes.
As you evaluate how Omega can exist going forward, what is it you're considering? Obviously, everyone's turning to online. When I think of Omega, I think of a college campus with a very specific purpose. You know, what are you seeing moving forward?
Well, first of all, I think it's going to be a blend, and I don't think it'll ever really be what it was again. And actually, when I step out of, you know, all the pain, suffering, and chaos that there is an opportunity in this. And, you know, for us, you know, we've been here for 40 years and we've been doing this, you know, more or less the same routine time and time again, year after year, programming, doing the, you know, running the events here and so forth. And for us, it's a chance to really look at what is our highest and best offering going forward and how do we do that in a post-COVID-19 world. And I don't think it's ever going to be exactly what it was. I think it will be, you know, every bit as profound and as exciting, but different. And for us right now, besides working in all the expense side and, you know, trying to survive, the big thing is, can we survive to next year? And so the question is, can we, number one, survive this period of time? Can we work with all the federal grants that there might be, fundraising, et cetera, some online revenue, to be able to get to the place of next year? Then once we get to a place where we feel confident and we can take a breath in that process, we really want to dig deeply into what is the work going forward. I think we're going to be reimagining ourselves, each of us as individuals, and also our society and our global culture. And you know, that's right in our sweet spot as an organization, to work in that area of personal transformation and that interconnected, interdependent reality that we all now are so aware of. In so many ways, this pandemic has really made transparent something that is so profound to build off of, and that is that reality of how we need each other and the number of relationships that we live in every single day.
Is it really a possibility that Omega could not exist? Is that before next year? I mean, how dire is it?
It's dire. We are a scrappy nonprofit. We live on, you know, like we have a half a 1% left at the end of the year to try to do the renovations on 125 wood structures in the Catskills. So we don't have an endowment. And, you know, we exist literally, you know, day by day. And every year, especially, you know, I've been here over 38 years, and I remember every year thinking, okay, are we going to be able to open next year? This is the first year in a long time where I'm sitting actually in that question. And it really is going to be a matter of what we can pull out of the federal stream in terms of possible grants and funding and how well we do with our own fundraising, and really how much grace there is in the society to give us some room, you know, to be able to move some debt forward possibly. And I think everybody's in this boat, you know. How do you add this all up in a way that you can buy time? And I'm optimistic, but I'm also, by my role as CEO, have to be realistic. And so, yeah, it's serious right now. You know, I'm hopeful, and I'm hopeful in many ways. I'm hopeful about Omega's future, and I'm very hopeful about just our general culture and as we emerge out of this.
Backus is thinking about how in-person learning might occur on the 250-acre campus next year.
You know, that's our biggest question, is do we do smaller classes? Do we create an outdoor space, a big tent, so people, the larger classes don't happen in a more confined space? How do we deal with our housing? How do we create maybe more individual housing units instead of some of the dorm units that we have? What about bathrooms? What about how we serve the food? Do we still do buffet lines, or do we go to assigned meal times and do plated service? All those things have to be figured out. You know, we're working with several different consultants now, and I'm watching the hotel industry and trying to just learn as much as we can about how to adapt this operation. And I don't have a real answer other than we are committed, 100% committed to having this facility up and running again in 2021 in some way, shape, or fashion. You know, this is going to be a remarkable time that's going to at times seem very, very stressful and chaotic. And I think the more that we can each find our way of sitting in it without really being terrorized by it and imagining and being open to change, I think it can be remarkable.
Skip Backus is CEO of the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies in Rhinebeck, New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.